Chapter 46. Capacitance and capacitors. Capacitance. Definition: capacitance is the ability of an object or surface to store an electrical charge. Around 1745, Ewald Christian von Kleist and Pieter van Mischenbroek independently discovered capacitance in an electric circuit. While engaged in separate studies of electrostatics, they discovered that an electric charge could be stored for a period of time. They used a device, now called a Leyden jar, for their experimentation, which consisted of a glass jar filled with water, with a nail piercing the stopper and dipping into the water. See Figure 46-1. The two scientists connected the nail to an electrostatic charge. After disconnecting the nail from the source of the charge, they felt a shock by touching the nail, demonstrating that the device had stored the charge. In 1747, John Beavis lined both the inside and outside of the jar with foil. This created a capacitor with two conductors, the inside and outside metal foil layers, equally separated by the insulating glass. The Leyden jar was also used by Benjamin Franklin to store the charge from lightning, as well as in other experiments. The natural phenomenon of lightning includes capacitance, because huge electrical fields develop between cloud layers or between clouds and the earth prior to a lightning strike. Note: capacitors are also called condensers. This term developed because electric charges collect, or condense, on the plates of a capacitor, much like water vapor collects and condenses on a cold bottle or glass. Refer to Figure 46-1. A Leyden jar can be used to store an electrical charge. Capacitor construction and operation. Construction: a capacitor, also called a condenser, consists of two conductive plates with an insulating material between them. The insulating material is commonly called a dielectric. This substance is a poor conductor of electricity and can include air, mica, ceramic, glass, paper, plastic, or any similar non-conductive material. The dielectric constant is the relative strength of a material against the flow of electrical current. The higher the number is, the better are the insulating properties. See Chart 46-1. Operation: when a capacitor is placed in a closed circuit, the voltage source, or battery, forces electrons around the circuit. Because electrons cannot flow through the dielectric of the capacitor, excess electrons collect on what becomes the negatively charged plate. At the same time, the other plate loses electrons and, therefore, becomes positively charged. See Figure 46-2. Current continues until the voltage charge across the capacitor plates becomes the same as the source voltage. At that time, the negative plate of the capacitor and the negative terminal of the battery are at the same negative potential. See Figure 46-3. The positive plate of the capacitor and the positive terminal of the battery are also at equal positive potentials. There is a voltage charge across the battery terminals and an equal voltage charge across the capacitor plates. The circuit is in balance, and there is no current. An electrostatic field now exists between the capacitor plates because of their opposite charges. It is this field that stores energy. In other words, a charged capacitor is similar to a charged battery. See Figure 46-4. If the circuit is opened, the capacitor holds its charge until it is connected into an external circuit through which it can discharge. When the charged capacitor is connected to an external circuit, it discharges. After discharging, both plates of the capacitor are neutral because all the energy from a circuit stored in a capacitor is returned when it is discharged. See Figure 46-5. Theoretically, a capacitor holds its charge indefinitely. Actually, the charge slowly leaks off the capacitor through the dielectric. The better the dielectric, the longer the capacitor holds its charge. To avoid an electrical shock, any capacitor should be treated as if it were charged until it is proven to be discharged. To safely discharge a capacitor, use a test light with the clip attached to a good ground, and touch the pigtail or terminal with the point of the test light. See Figure 46-6 for the symbol for capacitors as used in electrical schematics. Refer to Chart 46-1. The higher the dielectric constant is, the better are the insulating properties between the plates of the capacitor. Refer to Figure 46-2. This simple capacitor is made of two plates separated by an insulating material, called a dielectric. Refer to Figure 46-3. As the capacitor is charging, the battery forces electrons through the circuit. Refer to Figure 46-4. When the capacitor is charged, there is equal voltage across the capacitor and the battery. An electrostatic field exists between the capacitor plates. No current flows in the circuit. Refer to Figure 46-5. The capacitor is charged through one circuit, top, and discharged through another, bottom. Refer to Figure 46-6, capacitor symbols as shown in electrical diagrams. The negative plate is often shown curved. Refer to Figure 46-7, a point type distributor shown with the condenser from an old vehicle being tested on a distributor machine. Frequently asked question. What are points and condenser? Points and condenser are used in point type ignition systems. Points. A set of points uses one stationary contact and a movable contact that is opened by a cam lobe inside the ignition distributor. When the points are closed, current flows through the primary windings of the ignition coil and creates a strong magnetic field. As the engine rotates, the distributor can open the contact points, which opens the circuit to the coil. The stored magnetic field in the coil collapses and generates a high voltage arc from the secondary winding of the coil. It is this spark that is sent to the spark plugs that ignites the air-fuel mixture inside the engine. Condenser. The condenser, or capacitor, is attached to the points and the case of the condenser is grounded. When the points start to open, the charge built up in the primary winding of the coil likely starts to arc across the opening points. To prevent the points from arcing and to increase how rapidly the current is turned off, the condenser stores the current temporarily. Points and condenser were used in vehicles and small gasoline engines until the mid-1970s. See Figure 46-7. Factors of capacitance. Capacitance is governed by three factors. The surface area of the plates. The distance between the plates. The dielectric material. The larger the surface area of the plates is, the greater the capacitance, because more electrons collect on a larger plate area than on a small one. The closer the plates are to each other, the greater the capacitance, because a stronger electrostatic field exists between charged bodies that are close together. The insulating qualities of the dielectric material also affect capacitance. The capacitance of a capacitor is higher if the dielectric is a very good insulator. Measurement of capacitance. Capacitance is measured in farads, which is named after Michael Faraday, an English physicist. The symbol for farads is the letter F. If a charge of 1 coulomb is placed on the plates of a capacitor and the potential difference between them is 1 volt, the capacitance is defined to be 1 farad, or 1 F. 1 coulomb is equal to the charge of 6.25 times 10 to the 18th power electrons. 1 farad is an extremely large quantity of capacitance. Microfarads stated as 0.000001 farad are more commonly used. The capacitance of a capacitor is proportional to the quantity of charge that can be stored in it for each volt difference in potential. Uses for capacitors. Spike suppression. A capacitor can be used in parallel to a coil to reduce the resulting voltage spike that occurs when the circuit is opened. The energy stored to the magnetic field of the coil is rapidly released at this time. The capacitor acts to absorb the high voltage produced and stop it from interfering with other electronic devices, such as automotive radio and video equipment. Noise filtering. Interference in a sound system or radio is usually due to alternating current voltage created somewhere in the vehicle, such as in the alternator. A capacitor does the following. Blocks the flow of direct current, and allows AC to pass. By connecting a capacitor, or condenser, to the power lead of the radio or sound system amplifier, the AC voltage passes through the capacitor to the ground, where the other end of the capacitor is connected. Therefore, the capacitor provides a path for the AC without affecting the DC power circuit. See Figure 46-8. Because a capacitor stores a voltage charge, it opposes or slows any voltage change in a circuit. Therefore, capacitors are often used as voltage shock absorbers. You sometimes find a capacitor attached to one terminal of an ignition coil. In this application, the capacitor absorbs and dampens changes in ignition voltage that interfere with radio reception. Refer to Figure 46-8. A capacitor blocks direct current, but passes alternating current. A capacitor makes a very good noise suppressor because most of the interference is AC, and the capacitor conducts this AC to ground before it can reach the radio or amplifier. Refer to Figure 46-9, a 1 farad capacitor used to boost the power to large speakers. Supplemental power source. A capacitor can be used to supply electrical power for short bursts in an audio system to help drive the speakers. Woofers and subwoofers require a lot of electrical current that often cannot be delivered by the amplifier itself. See Figure 46-9. Timer circuits. Capacitors are used in electronic circuits as part of a timer, to control window defoggers, interior lighting, pulse wipers, and automatic headlights. The capacitors store energy and are allowed to discharge through resistance load. The greater the capacity of the capacitor and the higher the resistance load, the longer the time it takes for the capacitor to discharge. Computer memory. In most cases, the main memory of a computer is a high-speed random access memory, abbreviated RAM. One type of main memory called dynamic random access memory, abbreviated DRAM, is the most commonly used type of RAM. A single memory chip is made up of several million memory cells. In a DRAM chip, each memory cell consists of a capacitor. When a capacitor is electrically charged, it is said to store the binary digit 1, and when discharged, it represents 0. Condenser microphones. A microphone converts sound waves into an electric signal. All microphones have a diaphragm that vibrates as sound waves strike. The vibrating diaphragm in turn causes an electrical component to create an output flow of current at a frequency proportional to the sound waves. A condenser microphone uses a capacitor for this purpose. In a condenser microphone, the diaphragm is the negatively charged plate of a charged capacitor. When a sound wave compresses the diaphragm is moved closer to the positive plate. Decreasing the distance between the plates increases the electrostatic attraction between them, which results in a flow of current to the negative plate. As the diaphragm moves out in response to sound waves, it also moves further from the positive plate. Increasing the distance between the plates decreases the electrostatic attraction between them. This results in a flow of current back to the positive plate. These alternating flows of current provide weak electronic signals that travel to an amplifier and then to a loudspeaker. Capacitors and circuits. Capacitors in parallel circuits. Capacitance can be increased in a circuit by connecting capacitors in parallel. For example, if a greater boost is needed for a sound system, then additional capacitors should be connected in parallel because their value adds together. See Figure 46-10. We know that capacitance of a capacitor can be increased by increasing the size of its plates. Connecting two or more capacitors in parallel in effect increases plate size. Increasing plate area makes it possible to store more charge, and therefore, creates greater capacitance. To determine total capacitance of several parallel capacitors, simply add up their individual values. The following is the formula for calculating total capacitance in a circuit containing capacitors in parallel. For example, 220 microfarads plus 220 microfarads equals 400 microfarads when connected in parallel. Capacitors in series circuits. Capacitance in a circuit can be decreased by placing capacitors in series, as shown in Figure 46-11. We know that capacitance of a capacitor can be decreased by placing the plates further apart. Connecting two or more capacitors in series in effect increases the distance between the plates and thickness of the dielectric, decreasing the amount of capacitance. Following is the formula for calculating total capacitance in a circuit containing two capacitors in series. Refer to Figure 46-10. Capacitors in parallel effectively increase the capacitance. Refer to Figure 46-11. Capacitors in series decrease the capacitance. Note, capacitors are often used to reduce radio interference or to improve the performance of a high-power sound system. Additional capacitance can, therefore, be added by attaching another capacitor in parallel. Suppression capacitors. Capacitors are installed across many circuits and switching points to absorb voltage fluctuations. Among other applications, they are used across the following. The primary circuit of some electronic ignition modules. The output terminal of most alternators, and the armature circuit of some electric motors. Review questions. Question 1. How does a capacitor store an electrical charge? Question 2. How should two capacitors be electrically connected if greater capacitance is needed? Question 3. Where can a capacitor be used as a power source? Question 4. How can a capacitor be used as a noise filter? Question 5. Why is a large capacitor used in some high-powered sound systems? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. A capacitor. A. Stores electrons. B. Passes AC. C. Blocks DC. D. All of the above. Question 2. Capacitors are often used as suppression capacitors. What does a capacitor suppress? A. Excessive current. B. Voltage fluctuations. C. Resistance. D. Noise. Question 3. Capacitors are commonly used as a. Voltage supply. B. Timer. C. Noise filter. D. All of the above. Question 4. A charged capacitor acts like a. Switch. B. Battery. C. Resistor. D. Coil. Question 5. The unit of measurement for capacitor rating is the A. Ohm. B. Volt. C. Farad. D. Ampere. Question 6. Two technicians are discussing the operation of a capacitor. Technician A says that a capacitor can create electricity. Technician B says that a capacitor can store electricity. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 7. Capacitors block the flow of current but allow current to pass. A. Strong to weak. B. AC to DC. C. DC to AC. D. Weak to strong. Question 8. To increase the capacity, what could be done? A. Connect another capacitor in series. B. Connect another capacitor in parallel. C. Add a resistor between two capacitors. D. Both A and B. Question 9. A capacitor can be used in what components? A. Microphone. B. Radio. C. Speaker. D. All of the above. Question 10. A capacitor used for spike protection is normally placed into the load or circuit. A. Series. B. Parallel. C. Either series or parallel. D. Parallel with a resistor in series. End of chapter 45.